Chapter 52. The back door was indeed in the pantry. I dashed through and was in the yard. Behind me, I heard the yells and curses of the deranged people who were bent on killing me. No time to plan where to go. The woods were too far away, but before me yawned the opening to the maze. I hesitated only for a moment. When there's no place else to hide, one takes the only thing available. I didn't stop to think. I just hurtled into that dreaded place. At times, extreme terror sharpens the wits. At this moment, I feared the mob behind me more than I feared the tunnel. From a few decades ago came the voice of my friend Jackie. "Just put your hand on the right side of the maze," she had said, "and take every right turn. You'll find your way out." So that is what I did. I didn't slow down as I slid my hand along that bushy wall, following each right turn of the boxwood. The carvers rushed in behind me. I heard their shouts and threats. Did they know the secret of escape, too? I was gasping for air, and my side felt like it was going to break, but I kept running. Was Jackie right? Would this right-hand solution really work? As if in sympathy with my predicament, rain began falling as dusk moved in. The voices of my pursuers still followed, but they were no longer together. Some of their words came from one direction, some from another. They were lost. With that encouraging realization, I burst from the maze into wonderful, wet, cloudy freedom. My legs would no longer hold me up. I collapsed onto the ground and gulped air like a fish out of water. Desperation gave me strength. The will to survive is a wonderful thing. Struggling to my feet, I trotted as fast as my bare feet allowed down the driveway. Maybe I could reach the main road before they found their way out. I could still hear them back in that convoluted maze. Any minute, they would be after me again. The only sensible thing, then, would be to head for the trees that surrounded the driveway. But until they escaped the confines of that bushy prison, I could make better time on the road. I heard a car approaching. Who else? Reinforcements? I dodged behind a large oak and waited. Cade's truck roared into sight, tires slinging water as he gunned the engine. Relief welled up within me, and, with no warning, my strength left me as weak as a limp dish rag. I stumbled into the road, waving my arms. Cade and Gerald jumped from the truck and ran to me. Cade held me tight. "Cade," I panted, "they're all there, lost in the maze. The Carvers and Mick, they're trying to kill me." "Get in the truck," he said. Gerald helped me into the cab before climbing in beside me. A furry head and a wet, sloppy tongue greeted me. "Ulysses!" He too was in the front seat, and with a whimper of welcome, climbed onto my lap and began washing my face with his slobbery tongue. I grabbed him and held on. Tires spun as Cade floored the accelerator. At the end of the driveway, he braked. He and Gerald jumped out and jogged toward the maze, guns drawn. Elbert and Pearlie burst from the exit, panting and wheezing. Behind them came Mick and Vita. Their faces registered shock, then resignation, as they faced two guns leveled at them. Without a word, all four of them raised their hands. It was over.